Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome to the broadcast, All About Entrepreneurs. And I absolutely wanted you to know that this girl is on fire. Well, we're on fire. We want you to catch on fire because you know what? What else is there to do? If you are an entrepreneur, you need to get on fire about your business, your products, your services, and that which you are doing. And so we want to help you with that. We want to help you get on fire. We want to help you realize that you can achieve your goal. You can put forth your dreams and your vision for your company, for your organization. But it takes you to be all in. You got to be all in. And I'm telling you, I am so, so excited. I'm just making this post one more time on Facebook. And I'm letting people know to call in, to dial in, because this is one show you don't want to miss, because this show is going to help. And I'm giving them the phone number. You can call into the broadcast, 347-945-7991. And you know what? I'm having way too much fun. But I want to share with you today from the topic of how to be more confident and how to have the right kind of confidence versus the wrong kind. And you may be wondering, well, what's the wrong kind of confidence? Well, I'm going to be sharing with you in that in just a minute, but how to have the confidence and how to make sure that you avoid being aggressive, okay, but yet you want to still get your point across. Now, when you are in business for yourself as an entrepreneur, and even if you're not, even if you work for someone else, because, again, you work for an entrepreneur, or even if you are not a full entrepreneur, but you're an intrapreneur, so you work within a company, whether it be a major company like IBM or Google or Procter & Gamble or Facebook, for that matter, you may work within a large company, or you may be with a network marketing company where, yes, you're not the owner of the overall company, but you are in charge of a particular segment or a particular department, a particular area. Maybe you're over a region or some other location. Maybe you manage a product or service for that organization. Maybe you are, you know, your franchisor. If you're a franchisee, well, you absolutely, that's your business. So one of the things that, as business people, one of the things that I had to, that I struggled with for a very long time, is that whole concept of having that self-confidence. And here's the reality: when you decide that you really don't want to work for someone else, and that you do want to work for yourself, or that you find yourself in that position to be an entrepreneur, it's sort of like being a mother, you know, for the first time, or a father, you know, being parents for the first time, you know. And this is what happens: that most parents, they have children, and the children don't really come with instructions. You don't get instructions on how to create them, and you surely don't get instructions a lot of times on how to raise them. And so that's how most people feel anyway. And so they do a lot through trial and error with their children. And you know how that results. You know the results of that a lot of times. You're always behind the eight ball. Always feel like if you had only known that, what you could have did better, what you would have should have done. Well, being an entrepreneur, it's very similar. You can find yourself in that situation, sometimes being just doing what you do, but it didn't really come with a set of instructions. And so one of the things that entrepreneurs need a lot of things if they really want to be a success, and if you really want to cut down on your learning curve, how long it's going to take you to pick up all the different tools and skills and things that you need. Certainly you can go and purchase various books, and we do, and we attend seminars, we watch videos. There's a lot of things we do to learn how to do what we need to do, but it's nothing like being right there in the throes of it, right there in the thick of what you're going through. And so one of the skills and things that entrepreneurs need is you need to have the confidence. And the confidence in yourself is something that you pick up from the time you're like around age 3, 4, you know, 5. According to the psychologist, is something that you pick up around age 5-ish when you go off to be around other children, like in a school setting, and kids, and then sometimes they talk about, you know, kids that look in a mirror, and you, what do you see when you see yourself? What do you see when you look at yourself? Well, sometimes you, when you're, if you're very young, age 3, 4, 5, you may look at yourself and you don't really see anything negative at all. However, when you get the reflection back from other people who are now looking at you, now you may start to develop some negative feedback. You know, children are very cruel in terms of things that they'll say that are very negative toward one another. For instance, a child goes to school, doesn't have the best clothing, and another kid will make negative comments. Or if the child smells in a different, has a different odor, then kids will make reference to that. I mean, just be around children and you can imagine. I just look at the things they say to adults. Imagine what they say to one another. And at least as adults, we can process it, you know. But a child, you know, can't really process that. So they internalize it. And it begins to build a self-concept of who they are. And if they grow up with that, it's really never dealt with. Nobody ever sits them down and explains this to them. I was in my 30s, like maybe 32, 33, when I learned about the self-concept. It was when I went back to college and had to take a course. The title of that course was called Group Dynamics. And in that course, the book that we used, the title of the book was Looking Out and Looking In. Other than that, I didn't know. So, you know, and just imagine being going your whole life not understanding these things. And so now you're here, you are, you're an entrepreneur. So if you're confident as an entrepreneur, it's going to show. Just the way you walk, the way, can you believe it? The way you walk, the way you talk, the way you answer people, believe it or not, can show your level of confidence. Now, here's the problem. People who, especially in the workplace, and as entrepreneurs, you're dealing with suppliers. Now you're trying to deal with partners. You're trying to collaborate with people. And you, even, especially for people like myself, we're coaches and consultants. We can't afford to be lacking this confidence. Maybe if you are a bakery and you have hired some staff to be at your counter and sell your bakery, your donuts and cookies and cupcakes and cakes and pastries, okay, and you're behind a wall where nobody can really see you, it may not matter as much. But when you're in sales and you are out there, now even a bakery has to at some point do some selling. Sure, for the most part, those types of businesses, you can rent a space, purchase a few counters and what have you, and a couple of cases, and put your things there, put up a sign. I mean, people don't pretty much have to be told. People don't have to be told they need a cupcake. You know, they just have to be shown a sign. Most people know, I want something sweet. And some people, it's habit. All their lives, they ate dessert after dinner, or they woke up in the morning and they had pastries or what have you. So it's, you don't have to maybe do as much hard selling when you're in that type of a business. Same thing with a shoe store. You know, okay, people know they need shoes. All right, listen, you're not going to walk around barefoot. Shoes wear out. You're going to need shoes. Your feet may grow. Your taste may grow. The styles change every season. You want to be, so, you know, again, you can purchase a location, put up a sign, pass out some flyers. It's not a hard sell per se. However, coaching, consulting, sales, products, if you're network marketing, these type of businesses, you need a lot of confidence. So you have to get your confidence together. And so that's why I wanted to do the show today, to give you some insights that if you, and so welcome to the show today. and to give you some insights to where you can go to gain confidence, because I don't want you thinking that, okay, I don't have it, so I'm doomed. I'm in my 40s or 50s or 60s, and I've been like this all my life, so I'm doomed. Because there are people who have that thinking, which is like a limiting belief, by the way, to limit yourself to think that, well, I've been like this all my life, I can't change. That's true. That's one of probably the most powerful limiting beliefs out there. So, because if you can't change, you're in trouble. You really got a whole nother issue, and you can probably purchase the book, Release Your Power. I deal with that. Read my book, Chapter 1, Release Your Power, Choosing to Change. You really need that if you think you can't fix this thing. But for the rest of us, we need to understand and deal with this if we're in these types of, if that's the type of entrepreneurship we're dealing with, we have to sell ourselves first. And most people know that. Whatever kind of business, even a cupcake person, bakery owner, what have you, retail store, you still have to sell yourself. Because people, and they say people buy you. So people want to buy people that are confident, people that exude confidence. So you want to make sure that you do that. Now, being aggressive, okay, you can be assertive instead. Because aggressive people are seen as pushy, mean, annoying. Most people are not going to want to deal with a person. Like that. Think about that for a moment. Would you want to deal with somebody like that? And you certainly don't want to be somebody like that if you're in business, because you could be running business away from yourself. I mean, think about how successful you want to be as an entrepreneur. Think about, as a matter of fact, go ahead and get a dollar amount in your mind and or write it down on a piece of paper. How much money do you want to make this year? And you may say, I don't know, you may say $100,000, you may say $70,000, you may say $150,000. Well, whatever, you may say $1 million, I don't know, but you got to be sensible at the same time with your figure. Now, you want to make, and then considering, yes, how much you've already made and how much of the year you have left. But whatever it is, whatever, however successful you want to be, your personality, your style will play a huge impact on it. For instance, let's just say you want to make $150,000 a year, but so far you've made about $75,000. Well, that's about half, correct? Well, over half the year is gone. So you don't have half of the year left. So how are you going to get to your goal if you don't step up your game? So you have, so one way to step up your game is to look at what could be holding you back. Now, one of the things that we've found through just talking to people and talking to entrepreneurs and leaders and listening to your Jim Rowans and your Zig Ziglar types, these are individuals, or talking to people like Dale Carnegie, or listening to him talk about how to win friends and influence people. One of the things that people will do business with, people that seem confident, and people, and in order to get the business, you have to have some level of assertiveness. I'll tell you, one time I was dealing with this whole not being assertive, not being able to get my point across or ask for what I wanted, and I felt it was hurting me. I wasn't getting the work that I wanted. I wasn't getting the clients or the customers. So I did a little assertiveness training. I went online, found some training. I attended the training, and I learned some tips. I went to the women's conference that SkillPath puts on each year. I attended that conference, and they did some training there. So the problem with a lot of this training that we attend, they gave me some awesome tips, But that was back in, I took that training in 2004. Now here it was 2008 that I was putting into place some of the things that I had learned in that training. And that's the problem with a lot of training. We go to these workshops, seminars, radio shows, webinars, and what have you, but we don't always go back and apply what we've learned. Therefore, we don't get the results that we were promised through the training, and then we end up thinking that the training wasn't any good or no real benefit. And then the next time we see an offer for training, we turn it down as if the training is not any good or doesn't benefit or doesn't do what it says. But when it comes to training, there's a link between what you learn in terms of the goal and the result. You have to apply. There has to be a place of application. So when I went and actually used the tools that I had learned in the training, it landed me at that moment. That was my dream job. I had held in my head for a long time, since 98, so for 10 years, I had held in my heart this desire to be a corporate trainer. And I got the job with one simple act, and it was an act of assertiveness and confidence together. So I love those two. Assertive and confidence put together landed me a job that I had only dreamed of, and I had held that dream for 10 years. So when I tell you that being confident and being assertive are two things that will absolutely take you closer to your goal of earning the type of money that you want to earn, or putting yourself in the position to earn that type of money, or putting yourself in a position to do the very thing you love. And so because here's what happened in my case. An opportunity. I was just going about my daily business. And as a matter of fact, the day or 2 days before I made the move to be assertive, I did a Blog Talk radio show. As a matter of fact, it's in the archives. You can go back and listen. It'll be somewhere around June. As a matter of fact, I'll find the link. And if you inbox me on Facebook, as my Facebook is Coach Elisa, if you inbox me on Facebook or send me an email, you can send an email to coachelisa@release-your-power.com. It's coachelisa@release-your-power.com. I'll send you the link because I can go find it a lot quicker than you. But you certainly can do it. It's certainly there. And I did this. I did a Blog Talk radio show on being assertive. And sure enough, I did the radio show, and 2 days later, see, when you make up your mind about something, to do something that you want something, which it also contributes to being confident about things, the opportunity will show up. So the opportunity showed up. I went in. And I applied the very thing I had talked about on the broadcast. I assertively and confidently walked up to the person, talked to the person, and I had an interview within 24 hours with the key stakeholder, with the decision maker for the position. The person got her on the phone in like 10 minutes, had a phone conversation, set up the interview, even though the job had already been listed for several weeks. They had interviewed everybody they were planning to interview. But confidence and assertiveness preempted their original decision. I went in, met with the person, and guess what? I landed the job because I went into the interview with confidence and I was assertive. And my communications had to be clear because it was a training job and I had to make a presentation of how I would present. And everyone at the table, there were about four people that I had to present to, and they all were convinced that I would be the best person for the job. I got the job, did the job, was highly effective, and could have kept a job, but I walked away from the job so that I could do what I'm doing with you full time, because that's the other part of being assertive and being confident. When you are confident in your skills and your abilities, then you're able to step out on faith, do those kinds of things, and become successful. So I said all that to say that being confident can produce, and being assertive can produce for you three or four major things. One, the income that you absolutely want to make. Number two, can land you in a position that you absolutely want to be in. And three, it can take you, definitely take you places that you never even imagined. Because when I made up my mind to be confident and assertive, I had no idea an opportunity would show up just 2 days later. And I promise you, if you do these things, if you go on and be confident and assertive about who you are. Now, here's some, so I'm going to give you some tips on what you, in case you're struggling with being confident and or being assertive. So I'm going to give you some tips on something that you can do to help you out. And then, so I'm going to, actually I'm going to open up the phone line right now. Area code 757, you're on the air with Coach Lalisa. How are you?
Good morning, Coach Lalisa. It's Francine Humphrey.
Yes, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you this morning?
Okay. Did this topic strike a chord with you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the field that we're in, we oftentimes see or don't see the confidence that should be exuded when you're in coaching and consulting and those kind of businesses. So I was like, ooh, let me get on the line this morning. Yes.
Well, talk to us about that, because actually I was on another page and I didn't see that you had your hand up. So please jump in. And I know that you have a lot to say and experience with this, and that can really help people, and that's really what the goal is this morning, is to really help people, because I know my own struggle with it and how it has caused me to leave about 70% of the income that I could have made on the table. And I said, wait a minute, we can't do this. You know, I want to make $150,000 a year or six figures plus. Hey, listen, if I'm only at 50,000, the problem is the level of confidence and this. So why don't you share with us and share on how people get the type of confidence they need?
Okay. Well, the first thing I wanted to say is that when you're in this type of businesses, I know Coach Lalisa had talked about different businesses where you don't really have to have confidence if you're a baker and that sort of thing. But if you're in the consulting business, or you're in a business where you have to get in front of people and speak and present yourself, they're looking at the whole package, not just that you have the education, but that you are prepared for the job. And like Coach Lisa was talking about, when she went in for her job interview, she was prepared, and she had already predetermined that she was going to get that job. And she went in with the confidence that she knew she had everything that she needed to be hired. And another thing is that you have to have some experience. And when I say experience, you have to know your craft. You have to know who you are, what you stand for, and get out there and meet people and be able to talk to people to get your point across. Because the people can't get past looking at you, they can't get into what you're saying, because if they can't figure out what it is that you're talking about and that you're experienced, then they're going to lose. You're going to lose them before you ever get started. And the other thing is to be able to stand where you are, speak about what you know, and share the experience that you've had, just like Coach Lisa was talking about. So those three things are very, very important. And when you're speaking, and especially if you're a consultant and you're training folks, you have to always remember that they see your face first. That's the first thing that they see. So if you're the kind of person that frowns a lot, you need to practice smiling and being assertive, but again, not too aggressive, but knowing your craft. So I just wanted to throw that in here this morning, Coach Lisa.
Wow, that's really good, Francine, and thank you so much for calling in. And I know we're going to formally have you back because we're going to be having, over the next 2 weeks, all of the, or as many as they can make it, people that are going to be at the conference. It's the 24th. But I think that that's very important that people realize that, like, you know, in this business and, you know, any business, absolutely. But even for, you know, when we think about it, even for individuals who are entrepreneurs and you're sort of behind the scene, you really may, let's just say you're really only dealing with your employees and your staff, you still have to have a level of confidence about yourself or your staff will run all over you and take advantage.
Absolutely. Yes, that is so true.
Can't have that now, can we?
No, not at all, no. And the other thing that I'll throw in there real quick is that whether you're the CEO or you're the project manager, or, you know, if you're working for somebody else, the other key thing is to the communication, to be able to have those meetings, you know, Monday morning meetings, you know, if y'all have the power talks and Coach Lisa, I'm going to steal her, release your power, you know, and have those times where you all can sit down and talk and get out what is going on and what you need to do to be successful, because it doesn't matter whether you're a CEO or in a career or just building relationships. You have to be able to communicate and communicate well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's my tip for today. So I'm going to turn it back over to Coach Lisa, and I enjoyed the program. And as always, you've done a wonderful job this morning.
That's an absolute great. That's, oh my goodness. Yeah, that's wonderful, definitely. Wow. So, a big, you know, thank you so much. But thank you for definitely calling in. And, you know, I know that people are going to definitely be blessed by these suggestions, because there are a lot of people in the business of coaching, network marketing, some type of business where your job depends, your income depends on how confident you are. It's not like, well, I'll do it if I have to. No, you have to do this. You have to be confident, because here's the thing, again, when you lack confidence, what happens is that, you know, you have these negative thoughts, you know, you get that feeling of anxiety, kind of loneliness, and there's that embarrassment, you don't want to talk to people, you feel embarrassed, you know, afraid to try to get that next customer, next client. But guess what? I was in a network marketing business and being a coach, and being in a coaching business now and training. Without the next client, you don't get paid. When you go to your job, all you got to do is get up, and you better hope that the owner of the company you work for doesn't have a lack of confidence and assertiveness, or you wouldn't have a job. So, you know, you have to be concerned about this, whether you're an employee working for someone. They still need that. And if you are an owner of any type of business, you're an entrepreneur, then you need to have that. So being assertive and confidence, they go hand in hand. You know, you're assertive, you have that confidence, and it starts with, like Francine was saying, with your appearance. You got to have that whole demeanor. And you don't want to be cocky, no. You don't want to be aggressive, no, because these individuals come off as pushy and mean and, you know, like overcharged, and doesn't really work too well. But you do have to be confident, Francine said, in the way you speak, the volume of your voice, the way you hold your head, the way you hold your eyes, the way you look at a person, eye to eye. And then I love what you said, Francine, about being clear in what you know and what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Know your stuff. And when you know, like, for instance, I teach classes, and I've been doing it for 12 years. Well, I'm very confident about that skill set that I have, and I'm pretty much able to go into any interview or any meeting. I'm forced to submit proposals to organizations that may want someone to come in with a training program. But I may not have had the confidence to do that 5 years ago, though I've been training for 15 years. Dan, I had to understand what confidence is. And I really thank you so much for calling in, because hit the nail on the head.
I was glad to chime in, because, you know, because of what we do and the magnitude of people that we meet, because we meet so many people all across the country, but the principle still applies no matter where you are and where you live. You know, if you're standing and you have that confidence and you're exuding that, the other thing is you're interesting. You know, they want to hear what you're going to say next, you know, because you know your topic, you know your subjects. And I've been in the presence of Coastal Lisa, and I know that she holds her own, because she knows, and she's been studying, you know, 15 years. Now she's training other people to do what she does. And another key point is love what you do. Because if you're not happy with what you're doing, then that's going to show through. I don't care how many books you read and how many training courses you went through. If you, like she said, if you're just like a day little call about it and you're just doing it because you have to, that shows when you're standing in front of people or you're sitting at the table or you're networking with somebody. You're just doing enough to get by. You don't want to be that C-minus student. You always want to be the A-plus student and know your stuff, like she said. Know and have enthusiasm about it without being aggressive. You know, because some people think if they're yelling at you and they're waving their arms and they're pointing to the ceiling and they're stomping on the floor that you're going to get it, and that sometimes can be a turnoff. So you have to really, really be careful that you know what you're talking about, know your information, know your topic, and can present that to your audience, because you never want to be aggressive. You always want to be pleasing to listen to and enthusiastic and exciting. So if you remember those things when you're, whatever you're doing, whether you're speaking or interviewing for a job, then you will be able to come out with flying colors.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that is so, so important. And I know for me, it made a huge difference. It made a difference.
Yes.
Yeah. Just by speaking up, by being confident, by saying the right words, speaking correctly, being clear about what I knew, being clear about what I wanted,
mm-hmm.
having the right appearance. There are these little things. So there's about 10 to 12 different things you can do to fix your lack of confidence, fix your ability to, really it's inability to show that you're confident. Because, again, you may be like I was. I had the techniques. I had the skills, but I didn't know how to bring it out.
Mm-hmm.
Know how to demonstrate it. I knew how to do the work, but I did not know how to be. One of my biggest problems was then having that assertiveness to go and let someone know. Know that the two go together. You need both in order to be able to have the life that you want. And it works the same way in a relationship. If you're dating, you're meeting someone, and you come across to that person as lacking confidence, you're not assertive enough to say to the person, be truthful about what it is you want out of that relationship, well, guess what? People will pretty much walk all over you. Believe me. You need to be, this is whether it's in the church, I've seen it in the church. People who lack. Yes. You can't afford this. And so as entrepreneur, and one thing now, you've made the decision to be an entrepreneur. Guess what? Being assertive and being together. So it really doesn't matter in what type of business. It doesn't matter if you are in a bakery, shoe store, a computer store. Because if you have people working for you, you need to go forth for that individual. Who wants to work for an employer who has no confidence?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I've seen people complain about their managers or their supervisors or their leader who doesn't have confidence. I think that there's something big here, and we're going to continue this discussion. It won't be the last time that we will talk on this topic. Because we really want to help people. So hopefully there'll be a webinar later that you can attend, because 30 minutes is just not enough, and it's not even 30 minutes, but it's not enough for us to adequately teach you everything you really need so that you could be armed and equipped to go out there and achieve your financial, your relationship, and your life goals. And confidence and assertiveness, the very thing that's helping you. Definitely, I will be getting with Ms. Francine, and we'll put something together, and we'll be in touch with you, and then we'll invite you. We'll do a webinar, and we'll post it on Facebook, so please follow both of us on Facebook so that you can keep up with this, or if you are Saturday the 24th of this August, come on down to the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit downtown Newark at the beautiful Marriott. You can go to womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com and get any information that you need, and you know, we'll share with you some information down there and sign you up for the webinar. Probably do that sometime in September. Sounds good to me. How's that sound to you?
Sounds good. I'm ready.
And people who are tuning in just got a real live, another dose of being assertive. Again, you just really have to ask for what you want, be clear about it, and move on. And so the other topic that I have to talk about, and that might be something that you want to tune into and share as well, Francine, when I do the topic on three types of fears, three major types of fears that, that will hurt entrepreneurs. So this year my goal is to help entrepreneurs like myself and others get the finances that they want, because I know we didn't go into business for a hobby. Hobbies are something weekend, you have your 9-to-5 job and your traditional job, and you do a hobby in the evenings and on the weekend. But we are entrepreneurs. We have goals. We have financial goals to meet.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right.
Yeah.
So that's all.
Yes. All of us. Yes. And we're in business, and see, and that's the thing sometimes people don't realize, because of what we do. Yes, we do a lot of things for the community, but this is our business, and this our business means that we generate income from what we do. We generate income, and so sometimes they want to, you know, the hookup, you know, from Coach Lisa.
Don't want
business.
That is absolutely no word. Thank you for joining us. And we'll see you back here at the same time. Follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Take care. God bless.
God bless. God bless.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the